Belief is a practical expression of your confidence in God and in His Word. Well, I tell you what, it's a faith conference. So let's open up our Bibles. Amen. Everybody get your Bibles open. Amen. We're going to teach on faith tonight. Amen. That's one of the greatest areas I love teaching on. Amen. Tonight we're going to teach on faith and how it works. Somebody say
faith.
And how it works. Now, in the natural, amen, when I think about an airplane, if somebody gave me an airplane right now, amen, the airplane really wouldn't do me any good. Because I understand what an airplane is, but I really don't have a working knowledge of the airplane. And when you look at an airplane, in order to effectively operate that airplane, you've got to understand the working knowledge. You got to have working knowledge of an airplane. Now, when that airplane, amen, taxis down the runway, amen, there's a natural law that's always working, amen, and that law is the law of gravity. Somebody say the law of gravity.
The law of gravity.
Now, when we look at the law of gravity is working all the time, and it'll work for anybody, amen, it works with anybody, because the law of gravity said whatever goes up. Now, how many know that whatever goes up must come down? Well, if that's the case, then when we look at an airplane, amen, if an airplane run down that runway, there has to come, amen, other laws that will supersede the law of gravity, or else that plane will not be able to fly. And watch this. There are two other laws that have to be taken in consideration when flying an airplane. And that is the law of lift and the law of thrust. Amen. And when these two laws began to work hand in hand, amen, what they do is supersede the law of gravity. Amen. And that plane is able to take off and run down. Amen. And you can travel anywhere you desire in the world as long as those two laws are working hand in hand in conjunction. Now, how many know just like, amen, the law of gravity can be overrode, amen, or superseded by two greater laws, there is a law which is referred to as the law of faith. Amen. Now, when we look at the law of faith, when you understand the law of faith will always supersede any law, amen, that's working against you. Amen. And tonight we want to look at faith and we want to understand the workings of faith. Now open your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Amen. Because tonight I need you to gravitate to this. Faith is not a movement. Look at your neighbor and say,
faith
is not a movement. Now I hear a lot of people commonly referred to, are you caught up in that faith movement? Are you caught up in that faith movement? Well, let me say, faith is not a movement. Because the Bible says that the just shall live by what? Faith. So faith, amen, regardless of what, amen, your church background, regardless of what is written over the doorposts of your church, you ought to be, amen, operating by faith. Because the Bible says that the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Now, even as I began to teach tonight, faith cometh. Because faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
Now, so you got to understand that faith don't come by what you've heard. Faith cometh by hearing. See, the problem with the body of Christ today, we are trying to operate on what we have heard as opposed to what we are hearing. That's why you have always got to be in the presence of the Word of God so that it will stir up the faith of God in your life and prepare you to live life on another level. So faith does not come by what you have heard, but faith comes by what you are
hearing
continuously.
Amen.
Watch this. Because too many people are caught up. Another common thing I hear often is you ask folks, you say, better than that, they say, well, I have faith. And that may be true. But the truth of the matter is you might have faith, but if you don't have a working knowledge of faith, it really doesn't profit you. Come on, somebody. So tonight we're going to go into the working knowledge. We're going to help you understand how faith works. Because the Bible said God has dealt every man the measure of faith. You see, God has dealt faith. So if God has dealt faith, matter of fact, if you are a born-again believer here tonight, you possess a measure, the measure of faith. Amen. If you're born again. Amen. Glory be to God. Are we there? Now, Hebrews, amen, the 11th chapter, are we there? All right. Now, let's just start here because I want to jump in here at verse number 1. You're going to read for me, daughter? Glory be to God, because we need to understand faith and how it works. Don't just say I have faith, but understand how it works. See, there are two gentlemen here tonight that I'm aware of, maybe a third or fourth, but when I mentioned the airplane, I saw them nodding because they understand, amen, the laws, they understand the laws that is required to cause that plane to function. Come on, somebody. All right.
Now faith is.
Notice the scripture says, now faith is. Watch this. Faith is always now. Faith is never tomorrow. Faith is never yesterday. But faith is always now. See, the Bible says now faith. Somebody say now faith. See, faith is always now. Watch this. It is incorrect, strictoriously, to say God is going to do something. Because, watch this, God operates above time and space. So God is never going to do anything. It's already done because God operates above time and space. Time and space was never introduced, amen, for God's benefit, but for our benefit. Because God operates above it. Come on, somebody. Amen. He's never confined to time. And watch this. When you begin to operate the law of faith, you will find that you can surpass, amen, time where it might would have taken years to do something. When you initiate faith, you can do it now. Come on, somebody. So the scripture says, now faith is. So if faith is now, then faith must be something. It says, now faith is. Notice, now faith is. Well, if it's now, what is it? The Bible says, now faith is
the substance.
It's the substance. Now, last time I checked, substance equal to something. Amen. Now faith is the substance. Faith is stuff. Faith is substance. In other words, now faith is. If faith is now the substance, well, we have to define the substance. Amen. And I submit to you. Well, let me read it this way. Could I read it this way? Now faith is the word of God. Amen. Now faith is the word. Amen. Now faith is the word. Because when you get the word, you get the substance. That's why the devil don't want you to get the word. Because the moment you get the word, you get the substance needed for the thing. Come on, somebody. See, now faith is the substance. Now faith is the substance, or now the word of God is the substance. So now faith is the substance, or now faith is the word of God. It's the word of God, or it's the word, amen, of things hoped for. What is the source of your hope? without opening up the pages of this book and finding what God has promised, you won't have anything to hope for. See, what caused me to live a life of earnest expectation is the Word of God. So now faith is the Word of God, or the thing, the Word of God is the thing hoped for. Watch this. The evidence of things not seen. So the Word is always the evidence of the physical thing that you have not seen. On Monday, the wife and myself, we flew out of Columbia, South Carolina. When I got there, I did not have, amen, a ticket in my hand. So I walked up and I showed them my ID. The moment I showed them my ID, they said, "Well, just a second, Mr. Peoples, we will generate your ticket." Amen. See, in other words, my identification card became the substance of the thing that I was hoping for. Or better than that, you make a reservation for a car with Hearst Renter. Well, better than that, when we got here, my son had already made and daughter had made reservation for a car. Well, they didn't have a car when we got up there. But the moment they got up there, they had a confirmation number. And when they presented the confirmation number, they said, "Mr. Mike Duffy, we hold on and we'll get the keys to the Lincoln." Yeah. Now all he had was a confirmation. Now the Amplified, read it from the Amplified. Listen what the Amplified says.
Now faith is the assurance.
See, now faith is the assurance.
Of things.
Of things.
For.
Now faith is the assurance of things.
Hoped for.
Hoped for.
The conviction of the, things not
the
seen.
Conviction. The conviction of things not seen. Amen. It says something about a type. Yes.
Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed.
Hold it. Faith is the what? Title deed. The title deed of what?
Of the things we hope for.
Of the things we hope for.
Yes, sir.
If you can find it in the Word of God, you have a title deed to the thing that you are hoping for. Watch this. That's why I don't wrestle with sickness anymore. Because I got title deed. I don't wrestle with finances anymore because I got confirmation. Amen. I don't wrestle with things anymore because 66 books are full of everything that I need. Because the Bible says in 2 Peter 1 and 3, he said, "I've given unto you all things that pertain unto life and godliness." We have everything. We're not without anything. For we have everything. Watch this. Whew. Now, listen. It says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deeds of the thing we hope for. Now, let me ask you something. What are you hoping for? What is your hope for? What are you hoping for? The thing hoped for, watch this, the proof of things we do not see, and the what? Conviction of the what?
Reality.
Watch this. Faith perceived as real fact. Watch this. You got to catch this. Amen. Real fact, what is not revealed through the senses. See, your five senses, you don't always see it, but... Oh. See, a lot of us never get to that place because we all time factoring in the five senses. Now, you don't overlook them, but you don't allow them to dominate you. Come on, somebody. Now, so we see here, let's go on, daughter. We'll read on.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
Now, watch this. God is not a God of respect for person. Amen. If the elders attain a good report out of life, amen, by it, as believers today, you can have a good report, amen, by it. In other words, the elders attain a good report, amen, by faith. Well, watch this. If my report is not good, it's because I'm not operating in faith. Because if you're operating in faith, your reports ought to be
good.
Come on. See, my report will always be good because my report is the result of the Word of God. Come on. For by it the elders obtained, past tense, a good report. Read on.
Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God.
Notice, it says through faith, we understand that the worlds, plural, amen, were framed by the Word of God. In other words, everything that exists in the natural has its origin in the spirit. In other words, the natural world that we see, what we're seeing today, had it beginning through the spirit. Because the Bible says in Ephesians, amen, the first chapter, it says, blessed be God. Let's go there right there. I don't want to misquote that. Ephesians, I don't want to go from the Amplified. The first chapter, we're coming right back. Ephesians 1 and 3. Glory be to God. And you can read it from the King James. That will be all right. Ephesians 1 and 3.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us.
Hold it. Notice the scripture says, who has what?
Blessed us.
With all what?
Spiritual blessings.
In where?
In heavenly places in Christ.
In other words, he has already blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In other words, in order for you to access it, you're going to need to operate by faith.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's go back to Hebrews. Amen. We're getting there. I want to get you down to verse number 6. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. In other words, if the worlds were framed by the Word of God, how do you frame your world? Watch this. I built my church by the Word of God.
Amen.
I built my financial portfolio by the Word of God.
Amen.
I built my marriage by the Word of God now.
Amen.
I built, amen, everything that's happening by the Word of God.
Amen.
I'm using the Word to build what we have in existence today.
Amen.
Outside of the Word, amen, I can't have, amen, what God have said in His Word. I've got to build it through the Word of God. By becoming a confessor or a professor of what God has said in His Word. Every day I'm professing, I'm declaring what God's Word says. Everybody follow me?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Glory. Now, it says, all right, it says, so that things which are seen were not made by the things which do appear. All right, read on.
By faith.
Let me back up. Every one of y'all is the result of them, those that are part of seed of Abraham. You're the result of their confession. Watch this. They was confessing you long before you came. And watch this. Now you're confessing all of those that will come after. Somebody better see that. Glory be to God.
By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain,
mm-hmm.
by which he obtained witnesses that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by he being dead yet speaketh.
Uh-huh.
By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death,
uh-huh.
and was not found, because God had translated him.
Mm-hmm.
For before his translation, he had this testimony,
uh-huh.
that he pleased God.
All right.
But without faith.
Now, here we go. This is where I wanted to get you to. The scripture says, but without faith. Notice, but without faith, without the word of God, the scripture said it is what? Impossible to please God. Watch this. We can't even please God without faith. God made it so possible that every one of us can please him by giving every one of us the measure of faith. Somebody get that tomorrow. Come on. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Watch this.
For he that cometh to God.
But he that cometh to God,
must believe that he is.
Notice the scripture says, must believe that he is.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, let's deal with the he is. See, you must believe that God is. In other words, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He is what? See, we want to go to rewarder. No, no, no. He is. You can fill in the blank. God will be whatever his word says he will be to you. You have to believe that he is. It says everyone that cometh to God must believe that he is. And then he's a rewarder. You've got to first believe that he is. Come on, you got to believe that he's your healer. You got to believe that he's your biller. You got to believe that he's your source. You got to believe. Come on, somebody. We're teaching on faith and how it works. Must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that what?
Diligently seek him.
Diligently seek him. So now, so first of all, we have established that faith, amen, equals to the word of God. Amen. We have established also that it's impossible to please God without the word of God. Amen. Of faith. Now, if that's the case, what is faith? What is faith? Now, everybody, and I love what how my man of God defined it, so I'll just use that. Amen. Faith is a practical expression of your confidence in God and in his word.
Amen.
Amen. Faith is a practical expression of your confidence in God and in his word. Now, I'm going to give you an example of that. Amen. Faith is a what? Practical expression of confidence in God and his word. Now, let's go to Genesis, the 12th chapter. Let me give you a good example of it. Genesis, the 12th chapter. I'm going to look at two verses. I'm going to look at verse 1, look at verse number 4. We're saying that faith equals to, amen, a practical expression of your confidence in God and his word.
Amen.
Now, in Genesis 12 and 1, read just the first part of that.
Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country.
All right, watch this. God's word came to Abram. And it says to Abram, get thee out of your country.
Amen.
And go unto a land in which I will what?
Show thee.
Now, that was God's word, wasn't it?
Amen.
All right, verse number 4. Watch this. Read verse 4.
So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him.
Hold it. He did what?
Departed.
So what do we have there? We have a practical expression of confidence in God and his word. Because God said something. Abraham received it. He put confidence in it. amen, by showing that he had confidence in God. He expressed practical confidence in God and his word. In other words, when God says something, God expects us to move on what he said. Watch this. God always expects us to move on what he says. Amen. Because Abraham, God said to Abram, get thee out. Amen. Verse number 4. Amen. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. This is the practical expression of confidence. Now, when we look at faith, faith worketh by love. We're building here. Got to catch this. We're teaching on faith and how it works. So we understand God has dealt every man the measure of faith, but faith itself worketh by love. Let's go to Galatians 5 and 6. Because, watch this, excuse the expression, but you cannot be mean as hell and not walking in love.
Amen.
And expect faith to work.
Amen.
Come on. Come on. Come on. See, let me tell you what. When you're not walking in love, it will short circuit your faith. In a short circuit. Now, Galatians 5 and 6. All right, here we go.
For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love.
Notice the latter part. But faith which worketh by what?
Love.
So faith worketh by what?
Love.
So when we look at verse number 6 again in Hebrews, amen, 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now watch this. How do we please God? See, if we're going to please God, then we must, amen, work by faith. We must operate by faith, because the Bible says that the just shall live by what?
Faith.
4 times in the scripture, amen, in Habakkuk 2 and 4, in Romans 1 and 17, in Galatians 3 and 11, and in Hebrews 10 and 38. Let's just look at one of those scriptures, amen, and let's just see what does it say. I gave you 4 scriptures. Let's look at Habakkuk 2 and 4. It says, behold, his soul, which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by what?
His faith.
So the just, the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. So we can't please God without faith. Everybody said we can't please God without faith.
Well, my beloved partner, that's it for this teaching session. Did you get something out of this message? I pray that you did. I count it a distinct privilege and an honor to call you friend. And I look forward to hearing from you. So write me. Yvette and I love you dearly, and we pray for you constantly. Until next time, this is Pastor William McDuffie reminding you that Jesus is Lord, so you ought to walk in the blessing.
You've been listening to Walk in the Blessing, the media outreach of William McDuffie Ministries. Thank you for your generous financial contribution. It is because of you, our covenant partner, that we are reaching people around the world for Jesus Christ. We would like to extend to you another opportunity to sow into this ministry, which is indeed good ground. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible contribution, please write us at William McDuffie Ministries, P.O. Box 2368, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85636-2368. That's William McDuffie Ministries, P.O. Box 2368, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85636-2368. And as always, walk in the blessing. Keep on walking.